So now with Pelini dropping out, Rick Perry dropping in, and Michelle Bachmann and Ron Paul dominating the Ames straw poll, we got ourselves a race.
We have a top tier. It is Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Michelle Bachmann.
We have a new top tier, and it's Perry, Mitt Romney, and Bachmann.
There's now a top tier in this race, at least for now, of Romney, Perry, and Bachmann.
I mean, I think that's fair to say.
Really fair to say? You're not forgetting, I don't know, anyone, say, an ideologically consistent 12-term congressman who came within less than 200 votes of winning the straw poll? Isn't anyone going to give that gentleman a little love?
There's a top tier now of Bachmann and Perry and Romney, and, you know, we haven't mentioned, and we should.
Thank you.
We haven't mentioned, and we should, Rick Santorum, who did really surprisingly well for the amount of money and resources he had.
Rick Santorum? He didn't get half of what Ron Paul got. He lost to the guy who lost so bad he dropped out of the race. Santorum?
We're looking at Mitt Romney, who continues to be the front runner, but we have Rick Perry as well, and now Michelle Bachmann. Let's not count out John Huntsman, though.
What? John Huntsman? Huntsman got 69 votes. And by the way, this pretending Ron Paul doesn't exist for some reason has been going on for weeks.
A new Gallup survey showing Rick Perry running second to Mitt Romney, knocking down Iowa favorite Michelle Bachmann to fourth.
Behind who? Fourth behind who? How did libertarian Ron Paul become the 13th floor in a hotel? Why? What's wrong with... He is Tea Party patient zero. All that small government grassroots business, he planted that grass. These other folks, they're just moral majorities in a tri-cornered hat. Ron Paul's the real deal, and Fox News should love this guy.